So when you sell a home in an area that has a tax on the property, some municipalities, it's called a transfer tax. The city of Chicago charges $7.50 per every $1,000 of the purchase price when you move in.
To the buyer, right?
To the buyer, and $3 to the seller. Mm-hmm. There's no way around that. If you want to spend, if you want to pay $1 million for a property, you're giving the mayor $7,500. Is basically before you could close the transaction, the title company is going to collect that dough.
The deed can't be recorded without the magic sticker.
The deal's not closing until those funds transfer. Mm-hmm. Okay, what you're trying to point out is that if you're a seller and you're trying to come up with all of the different types of walkaway money. Right, you sell a house for $300,000, and you owe $150,000 on it. So you're thinking, all right, there's a basis of $150,000 there. Realtor is going to get their 5-6%. So let's say 30 G's, right? So now you're down to 120. You got to
lawyer and title about $3,000 total. Yeah.
Okay, 117. You got to give the tax preparation. Right. Say it's
$5,000.
$7,000. You're down to 110 just to make it easy. And you think, and then, you know, you've got whatever other fees going on there. So you're thinking you're walking away with 110. But if your county or if your town, village has a transfer tax, you're not walking away with 110 if there's a $5 transfer tax like in Evanston, right? Okay, there goes another $1,500 right out. What am I, 15 times? Yeah, $1,500 right off the top. So instead of 110, you're walking away with 108.5, and you might need that money to go buy another place. Now you're $1,500 short.
Yeah, what happens is you cannot realistically set your sales price or your acceptance price in case people don't pay a full price without knowing that. And the issue is that it can't be negotiated. If a lawyer tries to be a hero and says, "Well, I'm going to transfer the seller's transfer tax to the buyer," that's going nowhere. That if that comes into my office, that deal's killed immediately. But the issue is you can't get around it. Now, some towns have a rebate if you buy another home in their town, but that's very rare. The issue is it has to be dealt with. Now, when the realtors, this is a shout out to the listing agents, also known as the selling realtor, the one who's selling for the realtor for the seller. It's not fair if you're not telling your buyer when or their seller when they go to set their price if you don't bring that up. So please bring it up, because I've been at many closings where the person comes to pick up their check. I've got the buyer, so I wasn't part of it. And then you hear the phone call. What happened to the 220? Why is it 210? Oh, there was a stamp or whatever. So to be a good, long-lasting, integrity listing agent representing sellers, lay it on the table when they start going through the listing process. I have a directory at my office anytime if someone wants one of every town within 100 miles. Some have none, but it's a disservice to take a listing and not bring the topic up just because it's a painful topic, because it's about money. And no matter how much people care about the theory of law and contract law and liabilities, they all want to know, what's my check going to be? I've been doing this 40 years starting next year. So I know the look when people get less than what they thought. In fact, our office, if there's any change from what they were told, we give an advance notice and say, this is pretty much what you're going to net, including your transfer stamps. And I've had many, many people say, what's that about? And then I just stick the knife in because I know they never were told. So please do that. And again, if you want to call our office and you're a prospective seller, we can help you calculate that on a round price that you might have in your head.
We're getting a lot of transactions, interfamily transactions, right? Just like this daughter and future son-in-law, daughter and fiance buying the house from mom and future mother-in-law. We've got the estate buying the house from they're selling the house to a family member, a son or daughter, grandma,
it's a different deal. Yep.
Granddad passed away. Walk us through those type of transactions. You legally can't do both sides of those transactions, right?
Well, what happens is I typically, because most of the work prior to a closing is a seller's attorney's job, and so on those interfamily, we state straight up, I'm going to be showing, because we help do the contract when there's no realtors.
Yeah.
So we come up and say, you're going to see my name on the selling side, which would be the estate in that case, or whoever the interfamily deal is where, you know, the mom's selling. But what we tell people is you're free to get your own attorney. The only exception I make is, in fact, when they are families, but I still have to disclose it, that they're free to get someone. But the realistic thing is that we have no problem if they totally know that, and we let them know if you're at all uncomfortable, even if it's day 8 of the deal, that you want to get your own attorney. And I have had that, where a buyer's attorney says, hey, you've got the mom, I got the kids, I happen to be his corporate lawyer, I do some real estate, I'm going to jump in. No problem. I have nothing to hide. We would never lie to anybody. We would never tell them to sign this without even telling them the meaning of it. But yeah, every day it happens where on interfamily deals, the lawyer, it's an exception for family members we make.
708 just texted in, the appropriate attorney's office should get the municipal stamp, not putting it on the title company.
No, I go every day somewhere to get a stamp.
Even in the city of Chicago?
The city of Chicago, you can't prepay at the title company.
C-A-N-T.
You can't go in. No, okay. It's done electronically by the title companies.
Okay. That gets transferred. That transaction gets done.
Yeah, sometimes if I might have to be in two places at one time, my title company for a small fee will go get it afterwards. But that's dangerous sometimes because there may be surprises that they're holding up the stamp for. And if that deal's closed and the people have the keys and then the town says, oh, you have a $900 water bill, I find all that stuff out before closing. Sometimes it's even the day before. But I'm what you'd call a running around person who does it. I know I'm very familiar with all of the clerks and everything.
Is there a tax with a reverse mortgage? Of course.
If it's a purchase.
It's
a purchase,
right.
Yeah, if it's a purchase.
Not on a refi.
Where it's changing titles. Yeah, sometimes it's the seller, sometimes it's the buyer. For example, two large towns, Wheaton and Naperville, they have an incoming town, the privilege of living in that town. It's on the buyer. Bolingbrook makes each side pay $375 just to make them feel better. It's half and half. So there's all different ones. The highest around here is Cicero, $10 for every 1,000. So Grandma sells the 200,000 bungalow. She's looking at 2 G's out the door before they even see their check.
On the seller.
On the seller. Oak Park, where I was raised, and my brother still has our family home. I'll give him a shout-out. I know he's listening. $8 a thousand. So and I have a working knowledge of it because just the volume we do. But, yeah, it's always worth a call. And then some towns go over the top, and besides selling stickers, they have a village inspection. And they only let
Forest Park, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them.
I think it's Forest Park.
Berwyn, there's a ton of, I could tell you, Melrose, they don't let you order the...
You know why they do that?
Explain. They got you over
minute.
A barrel. You're already committed to us. They won't let you order
Listen
it ahead
to
of...
this.
They won't let you order it ahead of time. So you have to produce the sales contract first. So you're locked in with your buyer.
30 seconds.
Then you have the village guy come out and they say, we don't like the power box. Bottom line is, they have you over a barrel.
Or you put in... the deck without a permit.
Right. They do all that investigation.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd like to let you sell the... We'll let you buy the sticker if you go back and pay a $1,000 fine on the deck.
Wow.
So, yeah. So the bottom line is it's a lot of moving parts.
We've had sheds. Shed. Oh, yeah. What's this shed? You didn't get a permit for the shed. You didn't get a permit for this. You didn't get a permit.
Running a tab at a bar, you know? And they have you over a barrel because you're not going to be able to record the deed without them having
get
the
out.
Fees. Right.
You can't sell your house until... Yeah,
they come through.
The pre-sale inspection is done.
I just wish they would let people... And in the village, I have a lot of friends in the different villages.
Break.
Let them go ahead and try to order that before it sells because then they know what they're going to net.
Wow.
Yep. Sure. They got a hand in your pocket one way or the other. Phone number for this and one reach.
No problem. 630-285-5300. Helping families for almost 40 years. And then wgenattorney.com is the email.